Salutations at the lotus feet of our divine Bhagavan Satya Sai. I welcome you all for this wonderful treat, the treat of divine presence that we are going to experience through devotion, especially through devotional music. I would like to share what Swami said about devotional music in one of the interviews and how it helps us to really connect with the divine and feel the presence all the time. Swami, in this particular interview, he spent quite a bit of time explaining this concept, and so I felt that it will be appropriate for me to share that. Swami compared the world that we live in, our day-to-day activities and affairs, to that of a dancer. In Sanskrit, dancer is called nartaki. The quality of a dancer is constant movement, always moving. So the nature of the world also is that. It is always changing, no matter what aspect or component of our lives we look at, everything is bound to change, whether it is relationships, professional activities, or our own body. From childhood, it is constantly changing. We go through, you know, childhood, young adulthood, adulthood, and keep going. There is no constancy anywhere. So in this world of constant change, which is compared to that of a dancer, nartaki, we also see, Swami said, that ability in the dancer to stay in balance at all times. In spite of the fact that she is moving all the time through various postures and movements and all that, but she never loses the balance. How is she able to do that? On constant focus on one thing within, the tune, the music. So she has the tune, she has the music that is keeping her balance all the time while she is moving her body to the tune to make this wonderful performance. So that tool which is making her keep the balance is the music. And that Swami called in Sanskrit, Kirtana. Kirtana is music. Nartaki is dancer. So dancer's ability is constant movement. And so Swami compared this, again, the way our mind operates. It's always going everywhere, unstable, unsteady. So that which is always wandering, which is always moving, to bring it back to steadiness and balance, we need to turn the mind inward rather than outward. So when we begin to do that, then we will begin to connect with the source within, which brings the balance, steadiness. And that's what one of the things that this morning Anu did was to start this whole program through light meditation, Jyoti. That is one of the methods of turning the mind inward where it can find the source and balance. So Swami said this process of turning the mind that is going outward to inward is the reversal process, And so, how he beautifully plays with the words, if Nartaki is the one that is compared to this constant change and the mind, unsteady mind that is going into the world, always getting into difficulties, going through ups and downs and everything, if we reverse it, then we can find the source within which brings the balance. So, Nartaki, when you reverse it, what happens? It becomes Kirtana. So, Nartaki becomes Kirtana. So, if you want to bring the balance to Nartaki, you use Kirtana. You reverse the process. Same way, if you want to achieve the balance in your life and connect with the divine presence within, you have to turn the mind inward. And this process can be beautifully accomplished with the help of Kirtana, music. That is why this year's theme is chosen that way. Feeling the presence of God through devotion, especially through devotional music. And our program is so beautifully going to bring that message to light through these 3 days, through our guest speakers who are gifted with that beautiful talent of Kirtana, the music, and they will use that to help us to get back to our source, feel the presence of the divine, and then live it through all these, at least these 3 days, and then we can carry it forward, you know, into our daily lives. And so that is the reason for choosing this theme this year. And all things that you do during these 3 days here, you can use this theme as a focus and use the experiences that you get throughout this retreat, which is going to be a real treat, to live in the presence and rejoice in the glory. So the program is also designed so that there is enough time for everyone to be able to spend some time with the guest speakers for interaction, also to meet our brothers and sisters from across the region. See, our region is one of the biggest regions in US, all the way from Nebraska to Ohio, 10 states. And only once a year we meet this way, and it's a grand reunion of Sai families. It's a family reunion where you can share the glory of the divine and share your journeys and exchange and develop good friendships and kinships so that we journey together. Swami, when he was talking about this devotion in the discourse, he also said, the devotional path is very beautiful and holy and the easiest way to commune with the divine, because there is a possibility to do this not only as individual but as a group. So when we sing as a group, the energy that raises is going to bring everyone into the harmony with the spirit. And so Swami says group devotional activities promote the communion with the divine much faster, and also it's like helping each other. So you are serving others while you are serving your own journey, spiritual journey. So it's very beneficial in that sense. Group sadhana, the devotional path, provides this opportunity to help ourselves, but also help others along the path, because we are able to do this as a group. So that is the benefit. So during these 3 days, you can use this time to meet our fellow brothers and sisters from across the region and then reconnect with them and rejoice in the glory of the divine Bhagavan Sai. Also, there are various programs, as you already know, that are combined with this entire retreat. morning yoga and meditation sessions, and also there are various service activities like opportunities to donate blood, and also register for bone marrow registrations there, and also take the benefit of health screening if you need to have any health checks and all, and various programs of children, various musical programs in the evening. So it's very richly programmed for the experience of Swami through this whole weekend, but also enough time is given between the programs for interaction with everyone and rejoice that togetherness. And also, those that are new to Swami's divine fold, and also those that are recently into the divine presence of Bhagavan Satchasai, there is going to be a program in the lunchtime, right after lunch, around lunchtime, which the MCs will explain all the programs anyway. But I would encourage all those that like to relive the presence of the divine on this planet at this difficult time by attending that session for the newcomers, but also those that like to refresh, and they will give the details where that is going to happen. So throughout this weekend, it's going to be a wonderful program, and our guest speakers will really take us through this wonderful experience, Paul Erhardt and Linda Gallagher. And again, I welcome you all for this wonderful retreat, and rejoice in the glory of the divine Bhagavan Satchasai. And then I will call upon our MCs to start the rest of the program. Sai Ram.